The Christmasaurus by Tom Fletcher.
Leave him alone!
Screamed William. Everything fell silent as he swung himself round so that he was facing the hunter. William had had enough.
You're just an evil, horrid, nasty, sick, twisted man, and that's why you'll never find the Christmasaurus.
Tears were streaming down William's face and dripping off his chin.
He's in the safest, most magical place in the world now, and you'll never find it. You'll never get back there.
William, don't say any more,
Santa called, but William couldn't hear his muffled plea. He was crying and shouting with so much emotion that he just couldn't help the next thing he said from coming out of his mouth.
You'll never find him because you're a rotten, stinking, trophy-hunting killer, William screamed. And they'll never give you a cosmos-converting candy cane!
It was at that very moment, as he pointed his fist at the hunter, that the small piece of his own magical candy cane that he'd secretly hidden flew out from his sleeve and hurtled through the air. It shimmered and sparkled magically as it spun in front of the hunter's evil black eyes before landing with a delicate clink at his feet. The hunter let out the most wicked, triumphant laugh, blowing stinky smoke from his pipe around the room as he swiped up the delicious-looking piece of magic candy from the floor.
I have one now! That flying dinosaur's head is practically mine! Mine! All mine!
He cackled and puffed, puffed and cackled, as he danced around the room like a maniac, firing victory shots from his rifle into the Trundles' living room ceiling while waving the piece of magical red and white candy cane around like he'd won a golden ticket. He had a way to the North Pole. Nothing could stop him now. Then, all of a sudden, the hunter heard a sound that made his heart stop. It came from out in the street. It was the unmistakable roar of a dinosaur. The Christmasaurus was here.